This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Ion Digital, providing secure, compliant ecosystems you can trust. That's Ion Digital. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Kevin Davis.
On today's show, we're bringing you a brand new company. Name of the company is Kopin Corporation. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol KOPN. With us today to bring us up to speed and introduce his company is the CEO, Mr. Michael Murray. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Kevin. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Michael, why don't we start off before we get into the Q&A with a quick about statement. What does your company do? Where are you going? Where have you came from?
Sure. No, thank you. So Kopin is a 35-year-old company. It formed from MIT Lincoln Labs. We've been publicly traded for 31 years on the NASDAQ, mainly developing technology. We actually started with what's called heterojunction bipolar transistors, which powers billions of cell phones today. And over the course of the last few years, we've been migrating into microdisplays, which bring vivid images to more than 30 million consumer electronics and military night vision devices today. So Kopin is focused on providing critical components and subsystems for wearable computing systems, from the military to enterprise, industrial, and consumer products. We've been working with all of these customers to bring AR, VR, metaverse type of applications to market. So we're excited about the future. We're glad to be on your show today and talk about the company a little bit more.
Excellent. Well, you know, indulge me. What's different about Kopin?
Great question. So Kopin's actually changed a lot in the last little while. I took over the CEO position from our founder, Dr. John Fan, over the course of his career. He's written many patents, and we have 200 global patents and patent pending areas currently. So the company still has a rich background in technology. That's going to remain. That's our core culture. That's the bedrock and foundation that we're building the company from. But what we're building the company to has changed. Now we are moving from being a pure play micro display company, meaning we only build displays. From that, we're actually moving to what's called an application specific optical solutions company. Now, what that means in real terms is not just building the display, of which we build four different types, and those types are FLCOS, OLED, AMLCD, and now micro-LED, which is a big up-and-coming technology. But we still build those displays. What we're doing now and what's different is we're actually building those into a sub-assembly, which our customers will put into their products. So what that means is the display, the lenses, and the optics, which is very difficult technology to get correct, the actual assembly itself, meaning the housing, and all the drive electronics, and in some cases some software and AI as well into our technology. So that's what's different. We're changing to be more of a systems integrator and supplier of fully integrated systems and sub-assemblies just from being a pure-play display company, and that's what makes us different than where we were last year.
You know, speaking of, you know, the micro displays, tell me about the next gen F35 micro display. I want to learn more on it.
Sure. This is a wonderful piece of technology that we partnered with our customer to develop. This is an important milestone that we've achieved over the course of last quarter and many years of development. And that program is actually based on organic light emitting diodes or OLED technology or display technology that we developed for the program for the helmet-mounted display system, or HMDS is what it's called. Kopin is currently the sole source supplier for high-brightness AMLCD for the HMD device under a multi-year procurement agreement with our customer. And this is the next generation of that technology that's going to be based on OLED. And the F-35 is the world's most advanced jet fighter. It has the largest procurement program in the Department of Defense, with different configurations for multiple branches, including the United States Air Force, Marine Corps, and the Navy. So a lot of the functionality that we build into this, we developed with our customer, and it's really there to bring forward the advanced augmented reality helmet, which our pilots definitely require for situational awareness, precision, and safety. So we're quite proud of the technology and our relationship with that customer. And to be able to perform in this type of extreme condition, utilizing this type of display technology is very, very difficult, and that's why we really had to partner over the last few years to make sure that we are developing the right technology for that application, and that's quite difficult. So we're just moving into the next qualification phase. We believe we'll be successful with that, and upon that, getting our customer testing and adoption moving into full rate production over the course of the next little while here. So really exciting times for that program, and certainly the technology, and that will be a great proof point of our capability, our quality, and obviously our performance.
Michael, let's shift gears and talk about your wearable tech. How do you think Kopin will fare in 2023, as I know that's one of your main initiatives?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting time right now when you start talking about AR, VR, and metaverse. There's a lot of, you know, discussion in the market about the adoption rates here. And what we're seeing, and this is somewhat new news for your listeners, is that the adoption rate is starting to pick back up. So I think a lot of the major companies that are in wearable tech have either restarted their R&D efforts or doubled down on some of them. And what I mean by that is the metaverse type of application has been stalled because of not necessarily the technology, but actually the application space. Like, what's the killer app that needs that technology? And I think everyone's taking a pause right at the moment to focus on that. While they're doing that, these large companies in consumer space as well as the industrial space are looking to redesign their platforms, and that's a great opportunity for Kopin to access these markets and develop the technology with our customers. So I think it's a great potential for us for new opportunities in consumer as well as industrial. Obviously, defense has already been there, and there's major programs that we're working on in defense. But now the market for wearable tech and consumer as well as industrial is starting to perk back up from a design perspective. So we see new opportunities for the company, and certainly we see revenues for the fourth quarter that looked pretty good for us. I think we'll have a decent Q1, and I think over the course of this year we'll have a pretty decent revenue result with a more focus around our cost base. So the current market for wearable tech is increasing. I think it's only going to increase, and our position within it is going to be much more robust and certainly more profitable.
You know, you're a 35-year-old company. Like you said earlier, you've been on the NASDAQ for 31 of those years as a publicly traded company under KOPN. What's at the root of your recent efforts for operational restructuring?
When I took over the company, we really wanted to look at how we were spending our dollars, and also, more importantly, I think our focus. So we really wanted to focus on the technology, and it's always been at the heart of Kopin's success. And we'll continue to execute on technology and our vision to provide, you know, our global customers with brilliance and innovation and design and performance. But we need to have a renewed focus on operational excellence. So part of that was we ended up with a full portfolio of OLED devices. I think we have over 8 devices now in production in OLED, and they're all at 8-inch wafer technology. The jump from 8-inch wafers to 12-inch wafers is a fairly significant redesign effort. We're earmarking around $40 to $50 million of investment, and that 12-inch wafer development in China, it was going to take some time, and that was a bridge too far for Kopin. So we spun that group out into what's called Lightning Silicon, a new entity. Kopin still owns 20% of that entity and will receive revenues from royalties based on the technology that they're utilizing to move from 8-inch wafers to 12-inch wafers. We think that's really going to enable the cost structure and some performance in OLED in the next few years. But for right now, it was a bridge too far for us to keep investing in that business. So we're going to make sure that we have the 8-inch material available for our customers, and we have access to the 12-inch material once it's developed through Lightning Silicon, which we think is the best case for both entities and our customers and obviously our investors. So with that, I think there's going to be more restructuring that we do. In fact, we just finished a cost reduction plan in Q1 where we did reduce headcount. The reason we did that was we're actually becoming more operationally efficient, meaning we're doing better with less people. That's number one. Number two, we split our business development and program team into two, brought in some new folks there, and brought in a new director of quality who's already paying dividends in terms of being able to, you know, ship better quality, increase our yields. And when you do that, you need, quite frankly, less resources. So that operational restructuring is going to prove positive for us this quarter, although we're going to have some one-time charges because of those layoffs and what have you. In Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4, you should see operational improvements and betterment around our gross margins, as well as, I think, our revenues in each of those quarters. So brighter days ahead.
You've been listening to Michael Murray. He's the CEO of Kopin Corporation. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol KOPN. I'll tell you what, Michael, there's a lot to unpack here. I'm definitely going to want to see you on the show in the next 30 to 45 days to bring us up to speed on all the progress that you're making. But in the meantime, I want folks to go to Kopin.com. They can also check you out on Twitter. Your handle is Kopin. You know, before we part ways for the day, give me the final word. What do you want people to take away from today's interview?
Well, I think it's a new day at Kopin. We're taking this year to really focus. That would be number one. Number two, operational excellence is a primary area of improvement that I'm focused on for the company. And number three, the markets are coming to us. The markets for AR, VR, and metaverse, they're not going away. Metaverse is stalled, but that's a great opportunity for Kopin to win more business in terms of new designs, number one. Number two, I think in the military spending is definitely going one direction, and that is up. And we're in a good place from a targeting perspective. We have great market share here in the U.S., and we're expanding in the U.K. as well as Europe. So our markets are coming to us. We're going to do better on the operational side of things, and we're growing. So I think that's a great position to be in this year, and I'm quite hopeful for the future, and I think we're going to really execute well.
Michael, it was great to sit down with you today. Once again, folks, Kopin Corporation, NASDAQ, KOPN. Check them out. Michael, I want to see you back in 30 or 45 days. Let's reschedule it and let's update these folks on how everything's going down there.
Wonderful. I appreciate that, Kevin.
Thanks.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.